brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 15 minutes, I'm going to start my review of The Watchmen comic. Total New World Order propaganda in your face. We'll continue with open phones as well and get into some of the other news. They're talking about Bernie Madoff may not even spend any time in jail. Yeah, still, you know, tens of billions of dollars, no problem. They protect their own. Also, another report here up on PrisonPlanet.com. Your hard-earned money is being shipped to France, Germany, and China. That's where the majority of the money's going. They've also stolen $250 billion of the bailout money to go to the Cayman Islands. It's the very banks running the White House that are doing this. Also, they're announcing they're going to use the military against the domestic front, against the Canadian people. That's out of the National Post of Canada. Another headline, military may patrol bar zone in Canada. So just getting everybody ready for that. That's out of the Toronto Star. New York Times says mileage tax would track motorists wherever they go. They're doing a 10-state grouping for a new CO2 carbon tax, one of hundreds. New York Times sells its building, leases it back just to stay afloat. That's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But for this segment and part of the next, I wanted to bring him up because we've had a lot of questions from listeners about this system. I had an independent film channel crew here a week and a half ago. They're going to be back later this week. Another IFC film crew. They're doing three pieces on me. Pretty weird, but three pieces is what's weird. And they're actually positive pieces. It's very mind-boggling. Never seen fair mainstream media pieces, but I've seen the New World Order film coming out that they've made, and it's actually fair. But side issue, I had them here, and they were in the break room by the refrigerator and stuff, and they said, "What is this?" I said, "You know, they wanted some water." And they said, "It's a water machine? It's not hooked up to the wall?" And I said, "No. It's out away from the wall so it can suck in air and humidity." And I said, "No, there's no water bottle." And they said, there's water in the air?" I said, "Yeah, what do you think clouds are? What do you think when it's cold outside and you breathe and you see what looks like smoke? That's water vapor, condensation, because it's warm and it's hitting the air. It's a cloud. It's like fog." And they drank the water and said, "That's the best thing I've ever tasted." So I want to explain to listeners. I've gotten emails by some people who can't. I've seen YouTube videos when I've talked about it. People have posted, and they go, "Well, that's impossible. Water out of the air." I mean, our listeners understand it, but some people don't. Yes, folks, it's atmospheric water, no fluoride, no nothing, goes through seven filters. So I wanted to have Tyler Palmer, the founder of the company and the guy that designed this unit. It's the best atmospheric system we found. Tyler, great to have you on with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on again, and hello to all the listeners.
I mean, we're about to break, but just explain to people that, yes, you really can grab water out of the air.
Yes, it seems like magic, but actually it's very simple, very basic atmospheric physics. And anytime you see beads of water on your glass on a hot day, that is the basis of the principle of atmospheric water generation. There's humidity in the air, water vapor in the air that's sitting there untapped, uncondensed. And along we come with the Echolo Blue system, and we condense that moisture and filter it seven times and make outstanding drinking water that you control.
Well, you certainly do that, and you know, there's ways for folks to primitively do this with about $300, $400 worth of equipment. The difference is this goes through reverse osmosis and then six other filters. It has hot and cold. It has a computer with a great LED area that shows you how much water, shows you the humidity in the air. It's just an amazing, amazing unit.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I would caution people. I get comments all the time about, "Well, this is just a dehumidifier." And I say, "Well, actually, it's 33 and a third dehumidifier and 66% water filter."
So, yeah, stay there. Stay there. Yeah, it's a high-tech seven water filter system. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the Earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in 7 minutes, I'm going to start my review of The Watchman. In your face, New World Order propaganda. Right now, we've got the founder of Acola Blue, atmospheric water generating company. Best one out there we found. That's why we got him as a sponsor. What we use here in the office and in my home, Tyler Palmer. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting in about 6 minutes, but I wanted to go back to him. Explain what this unit is and why it's the purest water you can get anywhere.
Well, if anyone knows about distilled water is basically water that's boiled. So it's water in its liquid state. It becomes a gas, and then it's condensed. And laboratories and scientists need distilled water to make whatever it is they're making, because they need to make sure that what's in the water is H2O and H2O only, and that it has a pH that's neutral, so about 7, pH of 7. So what we're doing is we're taking the moisture that's in the air around you and condensing it. So we're sort of skipping the boiling step. We're letting nature do that for us, and we filter the water so many times through carbon filters, through reverse osmosis, and then through 245 nanometer UV light, and it just sterilizes everything, and as you know, it produces wonderful water that tastes like nothing you've ever tasted before.
With a neutral pH.
Right.
And so this is not just a dehumidifier. Then some people email me saying, but this water doesn't have good humidity. It's dehumidified. No. It's using a dehumidifier to grab the water out of the air. It's pure water, and then it's run through the filters, and it has a neutral pH, which all the studies show is very, very good for your body and actually has a cleansing effect, just like distilled water has a cleansing effect and takes out many impurities from your body. Most people out there have never truly had pure water. Even the bottled water is normally taken out of municipal systems, and they just take the bad taste out with carbon systems. Even reverse osmosis, if it's from tap water, doesn't remove but about 90%, which is better than nothing, of the fluoride. But this is out of the air with no fluoride, and then it goes through the filtration system. Just absolutely amazing. Does 7.5 gallons a day in regular humidity. Here in my office, it's only about 25% humidity, but it still produces about 2 gallons or more a day. And that's what we use here at the office. Again, just an amazing system. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle.
Yeah.
On top of it, it comes in a whole bunch of different great colors. Go online to ecolablue.com, or you can simply go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's big banners everywhere. They're at the top of the page, ecoloblue.com, ecolablue.com. Tell folks about how they can get it.
Well, what we're going to do today is we have a special for the first 100 people who buy the machine. We're going to have $100 off, and that will be beginning as soon as this interview is over. And just call 800-691-6043, and you can talk to any of our sales reps, and they'll get you set up. Or you can go on to our website at www.ecoloblue.com, and there's a link there to shopping, and just click on that, and you can buy one right now, and we'll send it out. And you get it in about 2 to 3 weeks, and it's relatively easy to set up once you get it. There's not a lot of assembly. You have to put the reverse osmosis filter in, and that's about it.
Absolutely. And then what about maintenance of the unit? That's easy as well.
Yeah, the filters, a lot of people sort of think that what we're doing is like a model of other water filter companies that they sell you the machine cheap and then charge a fortune for the filters. Anyone who goes on to our web store will see that our filters are way below what competitors would charge, and they're high-quality filters as well.
Yeah, how many gallons until you've got to change the filters?
Well, there's one filter on there that's an activated carbon filter, the first one, that needs to be changed every 6 months. So that's with about, 28, that's at full use. So let's assume you're using 28 gallons of water in a 24-hour period, or 28 liters of water in a 24-hour period. So I'm like you, public school educated, so I can't do the math off the top of my head.
Yeah, but most people aren't even going to use it that much, and then a few of the other filters have to be replaced from time to time. Very easy to do. Just pops in the bottom there. Give folks the toll-free number again to call and find out more about the EcoloBlue.
It's 1-800-691-6043. And I'd like to add, some of our Canadian listeners have had trouble contacting us on that 800 number, so I'm going to give the it goes to the same switchboard, and that's 1-925-231-0206.
Give it again, please.
1-925-231-0206.
And that toll-free number one more time.
1-800-691-6043.
Well, I want to thank you, Tyler Palmer, for joining us and the great unit. I've seen some other models out there by other companies, and yours is definitely the best. That's what we were using, so that's why we've gone with you, and it's also very, very competitively priced. Again, folks, I hope you'll go to ecolablue.com or link through on the links at Infowars.com.
And I'd like to add that next week we'll be in Chicago at the Aquatech convention. So if anyone in the Chicago area wants to come by, just Google Aquatech Chicago 2009, and then you'll see us. We have a booth, and you can come by and taste the water firsthand.
And folks can meet Tyler Palmer themselves at the Aquatech convention coming up next week in Chicago.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks to all the listeners.
You bet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Tyler Palmer from ecolablue.com. Okay. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the live radio show now for the balance of the last hour and 45 minutes of this four-hour radio show we do Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm now going to do my review of the film Watchmen. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not a big comic fan because I've always been more serious studying history and government documents and the way the world actually works, but art mimics life, life mimics, and of course mimics art itself, so that goes vice versa. I did go see the movie Saturday night because listeners kept telling me I had to see it. Then on Sunday, I bought the Watchmen novel itself and scanned through it, and it's very, very similar to the film itself. I've done some basic research on the creator of Watchmen, Alan Moore, who is a Mason and into all of this Illuminati type stuff. But if you look on the cover of the novel itself, you see Ozymandias, the leader of the superheroes, the, quote, smartest man in the world, and he has the all-seeing eye of Horus on his breastplate. You can see him right there on the left. I guess for those watching on TV, it's on your right, and you can see the all-seeing eye of Horus or Lucifer there on his breastplate. Up at the top, you can see the blue man who is floating, and that's Dr. Manhattan, who is the only person that actually has real superpowers. And he is a godlike creature. And so I want to do a basic breakdown of this film. It is an Illuminati New World Order threat to all of humanity. It is the psychopath's love to let the public know what they're planning and what they're doing. They believe that it gives them magical powers. They call it lesser magic to advertise what they're doing and how they operate to the public. In all fairness to Alan Moore, he did not want to be involved in the film because they changed some of the things that are in his official comic written back in the 1980s. But he himself, again, is an admitted Mason and promotes the whole Illuminati ideology, and they reveal much of their mindset and their system and what they believe in the film. So let's go ahead and go to part of the trailer, the official trailer for the Watchmen film. Finish up with this after the quick break, and then I will break down this in-your-face Illuminati piece of work. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a 1-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a 1-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are back live. I'm doing a review. Spoiler warning, I'm going to tell you about the whole movie. As if people haven't read the graphic novel out there, most of them are seeing the film. The Watchmen, one of Time Magazine's 100 greatest novels in history, they say. You want to know the New World Order ideology, what makes the globalists tick, what their philosophy is? You see The Watchmen, you will know. And doing more research on this film, I noticed that most of the reviews say, it's confusing, we don't understand the movie, we don't understand the ending. Well, you'd have to be a complete moron and not know how the world works, not understand it. It's all about false flag terrorism and how good it is. So we're going to be breaking that down right now. Let's finish up with the official trailer, just the tail end of it we were playing here. Here it is.
The world will look up and shout, "Save us." And I'll whisper, "No."
Watchmen. All right, now the number one film in theaters. Now, let's break this down. In the Illuminati system of thought, in the religion, they believe in a balance. They believe in the yin and yang. They believe there's the evil force, the destructive force, and the creative force, and they believe that they have to guide and manipulate that force to save humanity. They have to carry out eugenics. They have to kill masses of us for our own good, to rise man up. And the man that wrote Watchmen, Alan Moore, is an admitted Mason, and the entire, he writes other comics like The Sandman and others. It's all about the New World Order. It's all about the Illuminati. It's all about secret societies. In this novel, what the film's based on, and it's also like that in the film, it's called the Pyramid Corporation and the Great Pyramid Corporation. And they can't figure out who it is or why the Pyramid Corporation is killing the other Watchmen. Well, that's because it's a new age, and Dr. Manhattan, in a fission fusion experiment at Rockefeller Military Research Institute, has been turned into this God-man who can control matter, be anywhere in the universe at any time, be in multiple places, go forwards in time, go backwards in time. He's God. He's the new God-man. He is the new man that the elite is reaching for. Now, this individual, the comedian, is a special forces commando. And they have him in the film blowing Kennedy's head off from behind the grassy knoll. They have him running special ops and assassinations around the world. Richard Nixon is, you know, this is based in the early 80s, is in his third term as the president of the United States. They're on the verge of nuclear Armageddon with the Soviet Union because the United States is surrounding Russia. Notice the Cold War's being brought back right now. Notice they have encircled Russia again. They're moving weapon systems in. They snuck attacked Georgia in South Ossetia as a pretext to start World War III, but that failed back on 888. Look at the numerology yet again with these individuals. And the different characters are Night Owl, the comedian, Rorschach, Dr. Manhattan, Silk Spectre, Ozymandias. And Ozymandias has a super brain. He is the smartest man in the world. In fact, he's even smarter at this point in his development than the God-man, Dr. Manhattan, who is just now discovering his powers. Now, Rorschach is the runt of the group, and Rorschach was abused as a child, and Rorschach goes around killing serial killers and child kidnappers, and they repeatedly say he's backwards, he's stupid, he's a sociopath, he's the bad guy. Rorschach is fighting the Pyramid Corporation. He's the conspiracy theorist. And he goes to Ozymandias and says, "I think somebody's trying to kill the Watchman," not knowing he's actually going to the very individual that is out there trying to kill the Watchman, starting with the comedian. Now, why did they have to kill the comedian? Because he works for the government at the highest levels with the Pyramid Corporation, and he doesn't want to be part of the global false flag attack that's going to be launched to bring in the new kingdom of Earth, the new world order. We're going to come right back and break this down. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
All right, thank you for joining us. Go right back into the transmission here today.
Listen to the radio.
I'm going
to
take my time doing this review because it's very, very important. Of Watchmen, now the number one movie in theaters, and with all these different reviewers saying they don't understand the ending, they don't understand it. Well, it's real simple. Rorschach and also the comedian want to stop. These are the two, you know, sub-superheroes. They want to stop the planned false flag terror attack that they know is being planned by somebody. Now, the comedian knows who it's being planned by, so he's torn. He's the guy that assassinated Kennedy from behind the grassy knoll. He's a New World Order Special Forces hitman. He's that archetype, so he has to be killed. Rorschach is then finally killed because he's going to expose at the end who staged the false flag attack. And we'll break that down coming up here in just a few minutes. But to understand what's happening here, you have to first understand how the globalists operate, how they believe that they must reveal their plans to the public before they do it. And there's thousands of examples of this. Scores of books and films, a Tom Clancy book in 99, came out where a hijacked jet is flown into the World Trade Center. And the Pentagon did drills of hijacked jets being flown into the Pentagon and World Trade Center. They ran drills that morning of hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and NORAD's on tape saying, is this real world or exercise? I've got simulated blips over the real blips when they bombed the trains and the bus on 7-7. Again, they launched the attack on Russia, 888. They launched the attack on 7-7. They launched the attack in Madrid on 333. They're obsessed with numerology, just like low-level psychopaths are obsessed with numerology and the occult, if you study criminology. And they like to leave tokens. They like to leave warnings. They like to write letters to the police, you know, in the case of the Zodiac and many others, taunting them, or Son of Sam. Most of these big national serial killer operations are done by cults, and that's come out. So they're obsessed with numerology. But as the low-level people engage in this, so do the high-level. As above, so below. And you have the occultist, the Mason, Alan Moore, in his novel, The Watchmen, the most celebrated graphic novel out there, admitting all of this. Okay, so I get approached now 4 years ago by one of the stars of the X-Files, one of the stars of the spinoff of that, The Lone Gunman on Fox. And he says, Alex, I know you've been playing clips on air from that pilot episode of The Lone Gunman that aired 6 months before 9/11, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to fly it in the World Trade Center and uses a drill to make NORAD stand down, exactly what then happened 6 months later, as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. And he said, yes, it's true. And the CIA would approach us and Chris Carter and say, we want you to do stories on this. And you can just Google Alex Jones, Dean Haglin, and watch the one interview at my house when he came to my home. I got a call. Hey, Dean Haglin wants to come to your house. I said, sure. Boom. Dean Haglin's there a couple days later. Drove from California to meet me. What was he talking about? How does this tie into the Watchmen? This is from The Lone Gunman, where one of the Lone Gunman investigators, conspiracy theorists, is talking to his father, high-level National Security Council, about the government, a criminal group, planning to stage a terror attack and using drills to make NORAD stand down to then attack Afghanistan. Here it is.
What is Scenario 12D? We know it's a war game scenario, that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them? Why didn't you tell the world this? Go to the press.
You think I'd still be drawing breath 30 minutes after I made that call? The press? Who's going to run this story?
We would.
This? It's a birdcage liner. Wild-eyed crap right up there with Elvis as an alien and two-headed babies.
You obviously read it.
Don't be so damn naive. You think this is going to save the world? I'm doing what I can, John. I don't have all the specifics on Scenario 12D, but I think I know the flight they've chosen. I still think we should call in a bomb threat. Let the FBI deal with this.
You said yourself we don't know the full extent of this conspiracy. We can't trust any government official. Our only hope is to get on that plane.
Two problems solved.
He's now on board the aircraft trying to look for the remote control system so the Pentagon can fly into the World Trade Center. They don't even know it's the World Trade Center's the target yet. But you can simply Google Lone Gunman TV show or Shadows 9/11.
The luggage hole's clear if this thing can be trusted. But you don't make it with your erector set.
You're absolutely sure that this is the targeted flight?
This flight was chosen primarily for its visibility. It's scheduled to pass over Manhattan on its way to Boston.
You said they intend to bring this down in the middle of New York City? What if there is no bomb?
Well, how are they going to bring it down?
The same way a dead man can drive a car.
In the piece...
I need you to hack into the aircraft's onboard navigation system. We need to know where we're headed.
Okay, go into headsets. I'll clone the airphone's carrier. Make them think we're sending a ground air fax.
That's one twisted Star 69.
I'll just get ready to ride the wave, hippie boy.
Just get me on that plane and I'll get you autopilot access.
How are you going to do that?
Airline telemetry systems use processors similar to those found in CB radios.
I'm in. We got ourselves a convoy.
What's your progress?
I've hacked into the flight control system output.
With a little bit of help.
It's what the brains of the plane is telling the little black box.
Course, heading, attitude, hold, yaw, axis, stabilization,
What the heck's that?
Is that what it looks like?
I think it is what it looks like.
What does what look like?
Modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir. Keep your course.
We need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
Myers.
Your flight's going to make an unscheduled stop in exactly 22 minutes.
Corner of Liberty and Washington. Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
I'll tell the flight crew.
Landing.
Can you override the flight control system?
I'm working on it.
All right, that's enough.
What is this?
If folks want to go watch the full thing, it's online everywhere. You can even buy the DVD in stores of the series. Now, there are hundreds of examples of this. A few months ago, we wrote a PrisonPlanet.com story about a 2002 Tom Clancy video game where in 2008, the U.S., Israel, and NATO launched a sneak attack on Russia in South Ossetia. And then now the new version of the game came out, and it continues and shows how that will then lead to World War III by 2011. And they do this everywhere. And the Pentagon admittedly spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year just having Hollywood write them terrorist script scenarios that are never made into films. They are then used to map and war game, and if somebody catches one of their agents planning a terror attack, well, it's just a script for a movie. See, this is all a stage, as was once said, the whole world is nothing but a stage, and each of us players upon it, William Shakespeare. So, why am I so concerned about the Watchmen? It was a three-hour menacing threat, the entire agenda thrown in our face of what the globalists are going to do to us. Now, let me now break it down for you. Let's just go right to the end. Dr. Manhattan, who's been endowed with godlike powers, is working overtime with Ozymandias, the, quote, smartest man in the world, who wears an Illuminati all-seeing eye breastplate. And he's working with Ozymandias, he believes, to stop a Russian-U.S. nuclear war with over 100,000 warheads that would completely destroy the planet. But somebody is blocking his future sight using some type of a special radiation-generating system that goes forward and backwards in time, blocking Dr. Manhattan's sight. But Dr. Manhattan is building this giant generator that has his powers to give it to Ozymandias so he can have these godlike powers and control it through a computer. And Dr. Manhattan is somewhat of a baby. He's only been a superhuman for about 25 years. He's learning more and more about his godlike power. And at the end of the movie, Rorschach and others have figured out what's really going on. And this new god, the first godlike man, the new man, the Illuminati new man, he's on Mars building these crystal cities and doing all of this. You know, he's left the love of his life. He's thinking about never coming back to Earth. But she calls him back. She goes to Mars with him. They then come back to Earth. They teleport to the command base of Ozymandias. They now know that he's the one behind the plan to blow up large portions of every major city on Earth, including New York City and the World Trade Center. And so using this special advanced technology fission fusion weapon, Ozymandias does blow up the World Trade Center. And then it cuts to the wound in the earth that looks identical to the wound in the earth after they had dug it all out of the World Trade Center. It shows all the banners of "We'll Never Forget" and American flags and things. And he says to Dr. Manhattan, Ozymandias, who's basically Lucifer, says to his twin brother, God or Jesus, "Don't you see why I did this now? This stopped nuclear war. By me staging these terror attacks worldwide, now the Soviets and the United States are friends and working together." And the bad guy, they bill him as the bad guy, Rorschach, who has been saying no to all of this, he says, "That's it, I'm going to warn the world, I'm going to tell everybody." And Dr. Manhattan kills him, blows him into bits, aerosolizes him. And that is the message. The world is saved. There's a new kingdom being set up by the Pyramid Corporation, a world government. And Lucifer, Ozymandias, is going to stay on the earth. And the new man is going to travel the stars as a god and says, "I'm leaving to go explore the universe." And that's how the movie ends. And the earth has been saved. The bad guy has been killed. Rorschach, who's against child molestation and against tyranny and against police brutality, he's the bad guy. He is killed. Everyone is saved because the evil sociopath Rorschach has been defeated. And there's many other archetypal images and programming in the film. Now, the real attack the globalists are going to launch, amongst many, will be a biological holocaust to bring the world together. And so this is an open threat to everyone. And this is the globalist saying, "Yes, we killed Kennedy for your own good. Yes, the Pyramid Corporation stages the terror attacks." And they showed 9/11 as the pit after he blows up Lower Manhattan. I mean, it is literally an exact copy of the pit after it was dug out with the big American flags. And "We Will Never Forget." And that is the message. And after Dr. Manhattan finds out that Ozymandias staged the terror attacks, he says, "Yes, it makes total sense. You've done a fabulous job. You know, I totally agree with you. This was the way to go." And that gets into some of the Egyptian mythology where, you know, one guy kills somebody else's father, but then the son gets to become a god. Then finally, "Oh, I realize you're right. I want to join you. You actually have more advanced knowledge than I do." When in truth, the Illuminati isn't staging terror attacks to stop World War III. They're staging them to bring in World War III and a holocaust to the majority of the population. But at the mid and higher levels of the globalist order, this is what they teach. "Well, we got to kill 3,000 to save America. We got to stage 9/11 to save America." Of course, the tagline of the film on the movie poster at the theater is, "There had to be a sacrifice. The elite had to do this for your own good. This had to be done to protect you. We had to stage the terror attack to bring the world together." Just as it's now declassified, they've written books about it. Carol Quigley wrote a book about it for the CIA as the head of the Georgetown Political Science Department. How they staged World War I to bring in the League of Nations. That was a prototype. They staged World War II, funding Hitler, funding others. The Club of Rome, a prototype, the Milner Group, set that up. to bring in world crises so we would accept world government so we could be fully dominated so the elite can control technology, sequester it so we don't destroy ourselves. And so the elite, you know, when I say at the end of Endgame, the elite believe they're going to merge with machines and then leave the planet and travel to the stars, I'm not saying that's really going to happen. I'm quoting what the head futurists are saying, what the head of the United Nations UNESCO department, Julian Huxley, said, what, you know, all the top futurists are currently saying. They write and say that we will all be killed. You know, they tell their minions we're going to kill 80%, but their deeper documents and white papers say actually 99% or more, and that then the elite are going to merge with machines and technology, and that that is the next evolution of man becoming gods, but most of us aren't worthy to go to that next level. And this film, Watchmen, is a threat to everyone as they are revealing their Babylon mystery religion system.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
So there's a reason that the mainstream media has hailed this as the work of all time, one of Time Magazine's 100 best novels of all time. It's because it's their religion. It's their message to you, what they're planning to do to you. The truth is the elite are dumbing everyone down, denigrating society, training us to love seeing our fellow humans torn limb from limb, to desensitize us to accept this new age, this brave new world. And then our destruction is a regenerative good thing. But destruction is creative when they carry it out, and there is no doubt that this film signifies the preparation, the fact that they've released it now, for staged massive terror attacks with conventional weapons, biological weapons, you name it. And out of this crisis, the nations of the earth will come together under a tyrannical one-world government. As a month ago, the Financial Times of London, published by a Bilderberg Group member, had a bunch of different articles, but one of them, "And Now for World Government," was the headline. Yes, it's tyrannical. Yes, it's authoritarian. Yes, we kept it secret from you for your own good. Now we're doing this to you. And most of the followers, most of the petty elitists that think they're on the inside of this, that think they're part of this power structure, they will be destroyed by the New World Order as well. That's like Dr. Eric Pianca at UT here in Austin says, "Oh, I know it's sad we all have to die. I'm sad for my family having to die, but it's what the new world needs. Humans are a parasite, and see, out of this, the new superhuman can rise." And Dr. Manhattan, the God man, the new man, he understands finally when he talks to Lucifer, who he's been, you know, enemies with, never knew it was his brother, his friend, his comrade, Ozymandias. He learns he's been fighting him all these years, and he says, "Oh, I understand. I want to work with you now. I want to be part of this with you. What you did was beautiful." And, of course, Ozymandias worldwide is also blaming Dr. Manhattan for staging the terror attack. And Dr. Manhattan understands that and says, "Yes, it's brought the world together. Now I will leave and be a god in the universe. Bye-bye." Oh, but first they had to kill Rorschach because Rorschach said he was going to warn the world and tell folks who had really staged the terror attack. He didn't understand the larger view. He couldn't grasp it. He was outside the lodge. He was profane. He couldn't be given all of the greater secrets. Rorschach had to die. And the other members of the Watchmen, they just realized, "Oh, yes, this is good. Oh, our petty minds. We couldn't grasp all of this." The government had to kill Kennedy. It was good. The Pyramid Corporation works with the highest levels of government. They had to stage the terror attack and kill tens of millions of people all over the planet to get America and Russia together under the new Pyramid Corporation world government led by the smartest man in the world, Ozymandias, who did all these horrible things for the betterment of humanity, for the betterment of society. And so it is an open declaration. They always must tell you what they're doing. They must always tell you why they're doing it. And this is so you have tens of millions of people, billions in the aggregate over the next few years, that will watch this film, and they consciously won't understand it, like the reviewers of it. I don't get the ending. But subconsciously, people have now been told why they're going to be killed, why those that live are going to be so enslaved. It's because the guardians of the future, the men who will be gods through technology, had to do it to make sure man could go to the next level. It's not because they're greedy and selfish and want to dominate the future and control things. It's not because they hate goodness. No, it's because they love goodness, and they're doing it for your own good. That's my review of Watchmen. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.